Hello, this is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, and I hope you're having a good morning. Today I'm bringing the weekly fishing and conservation report. Well, the week prior we had water temperatures in the low 60s around much of the district, but as of this Thursday, they had dropped considerably. Water temps are now in the low 50s, and looking at the cool nights ahead, I'm not sure that we'll gain a whole lot of ground in the coming days. At Black Hawk Lake, the water temps are around 53 degrees, the docks are all in, and the fish cleaning station is up and running. Bluegill fishing has been fair. Used small pieces of crawler, fished under a bobber. Most action has been in the Town Bay area, off the stone piers, the floating dock, and the fish house. Yellow perch action has been pretty decent this week. Anglers are picking up perch from the floating dock and the fish house in Town Bay, mostly using minnows. A lot of the perch that I've seen caught at the fish house are around 8 to 9 inches, but there are definitely some 10 to 12 inches in the mix. Some have also had luck fishing from the inlet bridge in the state marina too. There have been a few walleye caught around the lake, but expect the walleye action to pick up when the water temps warm. Anglers are picking up good numbers of crappie from the inlet bridge and the fish house in Town Bay. Try small jigs tipped with a piece of bait or a small minnow for those crappie. Also, anglers are catching quite a few carp around the fish house right now too. Now I suspect that those carp are in there grazing on the algae that is growing on the pilings and the fish habitat underneath the fish house. So if you catch some, don't leave them laying on the deck. Either take them home or throw them back in the water. At Brushy Creek Lake, expect panfish action to pick up near submerged structure along the shore when the water temps warm. Use crawlers and small minnows fished under a bobber in 5 to 10 feet of water near shore and around structure for those panfish. Be sure to move around a lot until you find the fish. At Storm Lake, anglers have picked up some crappie in the marina using crawlers and small minnows. You can pick up white bass from shore with crawlers and twisters. Walleye fishing has gotten a little better. You can catch walleye from shore in the marina and along the north and east shores with twisters, leeches, and minnows. But look for the action to pick up as those post-spawn fish start to feed. Evenings and just after sunset have been productive from shore. Remember that the daily bag limit for walleye at Storm Lake is 3 fish per day. All fish between 17 and 22 inches must be released, and only one fish over 22 inches may be kept. Okay, so from now until at least the middle of June, our DNR field offices across the state will be getting lots of phone calls and deliveries regarding orphaned wildlife. Or we'll come to the office and just find a cardboard box with baby animals on our doorstep. Now, in reality, most of the wildlife reported to the DNR field offices are not really orphaned at all. And while the people that do attempt to rescue these babies may have good intentions, they are in fact dooming the very creatures they intend to help. The babies of most wildlife species leave their nests or dens well in advance of being able to take care of themselves. Although broods or litters may become wildly scattered during this fledgling period, they still remain under the direct care and feeding of their parents. At the beginning of the fledgling period, young birds may appear clumsy, dull-witted, and vulnerable. And the reason for this is because they actually are. But as the education process continues, the survivors will smarten up fast, while the slow learners kind of quickly fade. Now, most birds have less than a 20% chance of surviving their first year. While this seems unfortunate, this is normal occurrence in nature, and it's just the way things are. Most mammals employ a slightly different strategy when it comes to caring for their young. Since most mammals are largely nocturnal, the mother usually finds a safe daytime hideout for her young while she sleeps or looks for food. Consequently, it's perfectly normal for the young to be alone or unattended during the daylight hours. Nevertheless, when a newborn fawn or a nest full of baby cottontails or raccoons is discovered by a human, it is quite often assumed that those animals are orphaned, and the youngster's fate is usually sealed when it's promptly rescued from the wild. Many wildlife babies die soon after capture, just from the stress of being handled, talked to, and placed in the unfamiliar surroundings of a slick-sided cardboard box. Should the animal have the misfortune of surviving this trauma, they often succumb more slowly to starvation from improper nourishment, pneumonia, or other human-caused sicknesses. So whether they are adults or young, all species of wildlife have highly specific needs for survival, and rescuing a baby from its mother not only shows bad judgment, it's also illegal. Observing wildlife in its natural habitat is always a unique privilege, so take a good photo or two, and that will provide for even more lasting memory. But once you've done that, leave them well enough alone, and leave wildlife babies where they belong, in the wild. Now hopefully you can all get out and enjoy the outdoors this weekend, and if you go outside, tell someone where you're going and when you plan to be home. And if you get the chance, take a kid out fishing this weekend. This is Ben Wallace, fisheries biologist for the Iowa Department of Natural Resources, hoping you all have a safe and successful angling adventure.